original perfection. Varutsana's five early transmissions. The cuckoo's song of pure presence. Hey, Mahasattva, magnificent being, listen. The nature of multiplicity is non-dual, and things in themselves are pure and simple. Being here and now is construct-free, and it shines out in all forms, always all good. It is already perfect, so exertion is redundant, and spontaneity is ever imminent. Radical creativity. Hey, Mahasattva, magnificent being, listen. All and everything emanates from me. So all and everything, whatever appears, is revealed as transmission. Revelation of timelessly pure, basic spaciousness. All outer and inner is the timeless field of spacious reality. And in such an immaculate field of play, Buddha and sentient beings are not distinct. So why try to change anything? There is no ambition in effortless, fully potentiated creativity. And such free form, spontaneous perfection is always the same. In the pure field of reality, where the conception and the act are one, however misguided, how can we innocents do any wrong? The pure pleasure union of sentient behavior, conceived by the deluded as a perverse path, is identical to the pure modality of Samantabhadra. Whoever understands such sameness is Buddha, Lord of all. On the delusive extremist path, thinking I and mine, deluded innocents enter a structured path of Dharma practice, with no chance to realize that it leads nowhere. How can reality ever be found by seeking? The instruction of monkey-like masters who lack direct insight is fraught with false concepts of preparation and technique. So the master who cleans the tarnish from pure gold, the authentic teacher, the most precious resource, they are worth a ransom of any vast price. the great Garuda in flight. Hey, magnificent, immutable being, listen. Hey, this free form field, elusive like space, nowhere located, has no object of focus, an unstructured experiential process. It occurs in the slightest subtle projection. The concept of pure being, indeterminable, itself is self-sprung awareness, a ubiquitous, unthinking, authentic presence. And this free-form field needs no alteration. Seeking the essence in interdependent phenomena. Enjoy it only in its non-conceptual aspect. For the manifest essence is just pure being. This all-inclusive particle, indivisible and unpatterned, is the non-specific actuality of pristine awareness. In that vivid, unthought, wide open essence on the path of purity lies sovereign sameness. Changeless and unchangeable. There is nothing to desire. No object of perception. no perceiving mind. Impulsion toward direct self-perception implies fixation on a cause. But no ultimate sameness can come in the bliss of meditation infatuation. In the unitary, all-embracing Buddha dimension, nothing can be added. And since basic spaciousness is unbounded, it cannot be diminished. In the reality display, there is no place of special heightened mood. For pleasure resides everywhere equally in the vast self-sprung field. There is no marvelous vision to be seen here with an eye of insight. And since nothing can be explained, nothing specific to be heard, here the sacred and profane are always inextricably intermingled, and an ultimate goal, a superior place, cannot be articulated. The path of luminous mind cannot be conceived as true or false, because self-sprung awareness itself cannot be defined. In the direct, vivid presence of timeless, inclusive identity, thought arises but like a shadow. Thank you. Its non-existence is not unqualified. Its essence emerges as an absence. And its emptiness is not voidness. It is present as empty objects. Through recollection of the nature of space, without desire, the pleasure of consummate free-form action is enjoyed. And in that untargeted field, pristine awareness emerges. The ancient ascetics, focusing a passionate will, became utterly lost in the torment of strenuous effort. The omniscience that is immersion in the natural process, if it is articulated, engenders conceptual meditation. Craving pure pleasure is an attachment sickness. If it is not cured by the panacea of imperturbable sameness, even the causal basis of higher states are infected by passion. Those enmeshed in a negative process by this virulent disease, aching for progress, are like animals stalking a mirage. Their destination has no existence anywhere. The causal basis of even the 10 stages obscure the purest mind. Ultra-fast, pristine awareness beyond thought, like a spiritual friend, a fountain of gems. Unmotivated and independent of changing circumstance, by its very nature, fulfills all wishes. Analyzed, it is nothing. Letting it be. Fine exaltation. It is truly invisible. Yet it gratifies every need. The master, innocent of self and other, a treasure trove, the happy isles, revealed in selfless compassion. Unmoving within, it is nothing that can be found within. And turning outside, it cannot be imaged or isolated. Neither extruding nor intruding. This selfless compassion is inalienable. It abides here timelessly. To yearn for pleasure precludes its dawning. Pleasure is already here, yet still it strains for itself. In pure delusion, we ardently crave nirvana. But such a grasping self has no Buddha vision. Where there is no Buddha, there is no Buddha to name. And Buddha revealed, to label it is error. to try to catch Buddha out there is a false path. For all things are formless, without an iota of substance. Consummate, beyond desire, serene, insubstantial, and utterly foregone. The nature of the miraculous ambrosia does not depend upon any technique. This sublime reality, free and open, all-inclusive, provides recourse for the little ones. But when concepts dissolve in the vastness, there is no distinction between great and small. Articulated transmissions, emergent visions, like an illusionist's trick, arise in pulsating misty awareness. In this universal sovereign approach, released, accepting, our nature aspires to nothing, appropriates nothing, and induces not the slightest presumption. As with the soaring Garuda in flight, no complication, no simplification, nothing to lose and nothing to gain. That ultimate space that is like the ocean gives rise to the multiplicity of things, creative potential, coextensive with space, is unpredictable in the forms that it takes. In the pure essence of mind, ultimate sovereign samadhi arises spontaneously, and vision is like a vast ocean, unstructured, as extensive as space. In this free form field of Samantabhadra, nothing is born and nothing transforms. The 12-fold causal chain denigrates and demeans it. Let the wise recognize the 12-fold chain as a door into delusive understanding for the ignorant. Experience of the six kinds of mythic beings should be recognized as the primary path. Since sensual pursuits are whetted by compassion, the pleasure of luminous mind is enacted in them all. Butchers, whores, and taboo breakers, unspeakable sinners and outcasts, all can know nothing but pure pleasure through inclusive perfection, the non-dual elixir. This unstructured, unthought, pure essence of mind cannot be hidden in the continuum of mind. For undiscriminating, luminous mind yogis, luminous mind is present in every situation.